Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 376 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Please become a known entity to us by reaching out via the voicemail line 949-464-TBLS. Additionally, you can send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. You can also subscribe to our Red Circle page. That's kind of like Patreon, but we used to have a Patreon. We don't have a Patreon anymore. If you're listening to the show, you know what happened. We use Red Circle. You can click the link in the show notes right now, the show that you're listening to. You can subscribe there for $5 a month or $50 a year. You get all of the bonus content that we provide. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I actually have opinions on baseball, even though I don't
Oh, the sticky stuff.
Yeah, the sticky stuff. So yeah. I kind of read about it because I was just curious what's going on. I heard a lot of buzz in the last week. And maybe it was an interview with Ron Darling or somebody like that. And he's it's like 95% of the pitchers are doing this.
Yeah.
So anytime there's something like that, I'm a proponent of cracking down like crazy.
Yes.
Because, well, first of all, if it's cutting down on hitting, you know, home runs mean ratings and fun.
Elevate and celebrate.
Right, but like purists are like, yeah, I like the 1-0 game. Like audiences disagree. They want like drama and hits and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's just not going to work if everybody's doctoring the ball. And I see these clips of these, you know, 93-mile-an-hour pitches that are dropping off a shelf. Like,
yeah,
I think they should crack down like crazy.
Yes.
And it's also funny when they mention they're going to start checking. And, you know, these computers, you know, all these things, they're like, oh, yeah, the rotations of the ball have dropped in half in the last week. Like, where does that come from?
Yeah, exactly. The spin rate, as they, you know, now they can monitor everything. And I remember when I was a kid, it was a big scandal. And this was like before SportsCenter. I mean, this was back in the days of the sports machine out of Washington, D.C., the old
George Michael.
George Michael and the sports machine.
He pressed that big button.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
He had that big computer. He had that big computer in his studio, and he'd press a button, and it would play a highlight. He'd be like, let's go out to Tampa, Florida, and he'd go to a highlight. I remember one time, one of the Negroes, I think it was Phil, was pitching for the Minnesota.
They would have sandpaper and shit.
Yeah,
Negroes were real dirty.
They came out to like check his pocket because he kept like reaching into his pocket, and they're like, "Hey, let's see what's in your pocket." And he pulled his hand out of his pocket and he flung an emery board, and the third baseman.
I believe that was Joe Negro.
It
was Joe.
Yeah, the third baseman was probably Dan Gladden, was standing there, and he had like his hand on his, he had like his glove to his face, and he flung that emery board, and instead of like trying to put his cleat over it or something, he didn't know what's going on. So he watched it. He just watched it flutter to the ground, and everybody just looked at that emery board hit the ground. But I remember it was so scandalous that it was just like an insane thing that this guy would be out there like nicking and denting the ball. Then I remember the 88 playoffs, very contentious NL championship series against the New York Mets. Dodgers closer Jay Howell.
I remember him.
He got caught with a little pine tar on the glove. There was a spot of pine tar on that glove of his, and he got suspended, and that was like a big deal. Then I remember More recently, Kenny Rogers, the Chicken Man, he was pitching for the Detroit Tigers in the World Series.
Rogers, did he get into post baseball trouble?
I don't know. You might be.
I gotta look him up.
Yeah, maybe. Look up Kenny Rogers.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Wetland.
Well, Wetland.
I'm thinking of
Wetland. Likes I'm to thinking diddle. Of
Yankee pitchers because Rogers eventually got to the Yankees.
Yeah, he did.
Started getting good.
He did. We should look into Wetland because he's a pederast.
With a relative, I believe.
Yes, the guy is a pederast. He's gonna go to prison for diddling. Wait, who was the other guy? There was another diddler from the guy from the what? Chad Curtis.
Was he?
I believe Chad Curtis also did some, but I think he did women.
Curtis was a real hustle guy.
Yeah, he was. He was also one of those. Remember he and Gabe Kapler, not Mr. Cotter, but the now San Francisco Giants manager, Gabe Kapler, were these real like anti-steroid guys. And they're like, everybody needs to be tested for steroids. Meanwhile, both dudes were insanely jacked at the time. Like there's like, they were like the girl that doth protest too much. It's kind of like Trevor Bauer. He's like one of the main sticky stuff guys. But last season in the off season, he's like, they got to do something about this, about whatever's happening. I know guys are doing it. We got to do something about this. Yeah. Chad Curtis, 52 years old from Marion, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Remember he hit that game winning hit.
Front tooth. He was a little beaverish
looking. He also had that, but he had that big hit in the World Series. And Jim Gray's like, "Hey, Chad Curtis, what do you want to say about that big hit you got?" And he's like, "No, I'm not saying anything to you. You were an asshole to Pete Rose once, and that was like it." Oh, he's out. He served 7 years. This Chad Curtis.
Chad Curtis already served.
Yeah, time. For diddling. He was a diddler, but I think. He was like doing what Deshaun Watson was doing.
As much as I, of course,
yeah,
I'm anti-pederast.
Yeah,
but I'm also anti-Pete Rose because he's just
yeah.
a jerk.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
I'm most of all anti-Jim Gray.
Oh yeah, he sucks.
Like I think of the hierarchy. I think I'm most against Jim Gray.
I would agree. I would have to take as much of a douche as Chad Curtis's, I would take him over Jim Gray. And let's just from his Wikipedia, this is problematic. Curtis married his college sweetheart, the former Candace Reynolds in 1990. The since divorced couple has 6 children.
Too many.
Way too many. He goes on. He views himself as a Bible-believing Christian and says he never drinks alcohol and never swears, quoting from the New Testament, and says he has never cheated on his wife. As a Major League Baseball player, he chastised teammates for missing chapel.
Oh, no.
I
have to hate him more than Jim
Gray. Oh, yes. Also, Ed, he's one of those anti-rap music guys. He doesn't like the lyrics. And he didn't like the guys in the clubhouse watching the Jerry Springer show. But here's the problem, Ed. After retiring from Major League Baseball, Curtis earned a teaching certificate at the Evangelical Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curtis then worked for 2 years as a physical education teacher. He was also the athletic director. Here we go. In May 2012, after several female students accused him of inappropriate touching, Curtis resigned. Later, Curtis was ordered to stand trial 5 counts of criminal sexual conduct. Went on trial. They all testified against him. What kind of sentence did he get? Oh, he was giving massages, Ed. Let me give you a massage.
Unwanted massage.
Yes, in the windowless trainer's room. Wow. Third degree sexual conduct. Said all his victims were lying. A lot of victims to lie. Look, it's unlikely one person's going to lie about you. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying people haven't lied about things. It's just unlikely. There could be a crazy person that lies about you. But usually when somebody says something very horrible about somebody, it's going to be true. There's not a lot in it for them to make up a lie. But when six people say the same thing...
Well, I'm still holding out hope that Bill Cosby's accusers just coincidentally were like 48 people sort of, you know, by chance happened to have the same story.
He's got like 60-something. So he's out, though. He got paroled last year during COVID, September 2020.
How about Chad Curtis rocking the Johnny Unitas haircut still?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
You can say your watch to his haircut.
He's gripping it a little tight. I gotta be honest. Oh, he
loves that flat top.
Oh, he did that thing where they all sued him, and he got divorced and gave all his assets to his ex-wife. They worked it. Wow, what a piece of shit! It's always the holier than thou guy, literally. That's the real piece of shit. Let's check in on John Wetland. Let's see what he's doing, because he was a pederast. He was like doing it to kids. Oh, hold on, I've mistyped here. A lot going on. John Wetland. Oh, verdict. Uh-oh. In the trial of his life. Hold on, I gotta scroll down. Personal life. Wetland was arrested in Texas. Oh, he's just been indicted in March, so he hasn't.
He has time.
But he's... continuous sexual abuse of a child under 14, abusing a male relative between the ages of 4 and 6. Oh my God. Forced him to perform a sex act. Yeah, that's a baby. That is disgusting.
I wouldn't hate him getting dommered with some sort of broom.
It's the, a blunt instrument.
You're like, I'm anti-death penalty because we're just not sure what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wouldn't be upset with him getting dommered.
No, I wouldn't either. That's just real disgusting. He was a real dirty hat guy. Remember that? He'd wear the same hat. That was a trend of the time where they'd let the hat get all sweaty and disgusting.
Oh, like really gross. Like there was all kinds of shit on there. And he would have the salt marks from the sweat.
Yes. I think that might have been a way to hide your sticky stuff. You know, you're like, oh, it's just my hat. My hat has just got this gross hat. Got some sticky stuff on it.
I'm just a super gross dude. And it's going to take 15 years for you to know how gross I am.
That's the cool thing about being a pro. Is they'll give you a new fucking pair of spikes and a new hat every single day.
Right.
How good is that? I'm sure you get one, you get a pair of spikes. You don't want brand new ones every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of need to break them in. Yeah. But there's no chance. I mean, I think about the fact that you have access to a haircut whenever you want. You have like, you never have to like gut anything out.
No, you don't. You really don't. But I agree with you on the back to the sticky stuff off of the pederast. I agree with you on the it's got to be, they got to do something. It's just gone. It's too rampant. You know, the guys.
If everyone does something.
Yeah.
Well, then let's cut it out.
There was a clip the other day. Jacob DeGrom. He's basically like the best pitcher in baseball has been for like half a decade.
I mean, he's putting up Bob Gibson numbers.
Yeah, he has
he's batting like 400.
Yeah, he has an ERA under 1. He also is a like a colossally low run support guy, which is why wins are stupid.
His record, he's like 4-2 with a 0.5 ERA.
Yeah, wins are stupid. But they had a clip of him the other day really like digging into like behind his belt. You know, like they turn their back to the umpire, they look out to center field, and he was like really digging into his belt. Yeah, it's something. It's not having an iWatch taped to your chest and a fucking guy with a with an iPad in center field telling you what pitch is coming. It's not that. That's much worse. And that should be the penalty for that should be being banned from baseball or just having your name tarnished forever, which is done. So that's happened, which is great. But the, you know, it's bad. And if everybody's doing it, you got to do something about it. You got to put a stop to it.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to say about that. About the, I got into the iWatch thing and it took me off of the fucking sticky stuff on the ball. Phil Niekro, Kenny Rogers roasters.
Kenny Rogers had an enormous chin. He looked like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty crafty though.
He was a good player. Yeah. But I'm saying he had like the giant jaw like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Yeah, a real ball player's ball player. And I was working on my other podcast last night, Trend Lightly, and I was waiting. I was like uploading it like I do with this show. And after I'd edited it, and I was like, you know, it takes a while because it's a big file. So I'm like, I'm going to throw on some TV. And I've recently cut the cord. So I don't
have. I'm envious.
Yeah.
Still I can't do it.
I know. It's a lot. It's especially like if you have kids that watch TV. My kids don't watch TV, so I don't have to really worry about that. But I do. It's changed my habits. So I'm like, oh, I'll just throw something on Netflix real quick. And I opened Netflix and the first thing that came up was this new comedy special. And I'm like, oh, I've heard everybody talking about this. This guy made this comedy special. He made it during quarantine and it's really like avant-garde and creative. And it's just really good. And it's like changing the game. Yeah. Change the game. And I go, oh, I've heard of this guy. This guy made that movie, Eighth Grade.
Yeah. Which was to me was like the most heartbreaking thing. Like I just wanted to hug that girl.
Yes.
I was so sad for
it. It was depressing as hell, but it was a really good movie. And I'm like, oh, so this guy's a talented guy. So I'm like, I'm going to throw this on. And it's like, oh, he's got a camera and he's singing a song. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he's done with the song, then he'll get to the comedy. And then they're like,
I think we're going to be in the exact same camp on this because I had a very similar beginning to my story.
And then it's like, oh, he's doing another song. And I'm like, well, it's just he's opening up with a couple songs. And then once the.
But surely, I've read so many people talk about this. This is a game changer.
Yes.
There's going to be a comedy part. I'm sure.
Yes. Well, so I made it through 8 minutes and Ed. All I heard were songs. He was singing songs and, hey, look at this funny song I'm singing and I'm talking about comedy and it's in a song form. And I was like, well, I got work to do, so I can't really pay attention to this. And also, it's probably not my thing. Then I talked to somebody today and they're like, oh, no, I watched that whole thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, when did he finish with the songs? And they're like, never.
I did the scrub ahead. No, surely, like, yes. I'm just going to get to the meat of
it. The songs are going to end at some point, right?
Like, there's going to be, you know, he's not going to be doing a song about Instagram. Like, surely, after 12 minutes, he's not still doing this.
Yes.
And then I scrubbed ahead, like, another 7 minutes, and then 12 minutes, and then 15 minutes, and it's still with the fucking songs.
Yes, it's all songs. The
game
whole
changer.
It's just a bunch of songs. Listen,
if I want comedy songs, I'm going to go back to fifth grade. And I'm going to listen to Weird Al, who brought it.
Yes, but still,
these
like
these were not good songs. These were not like, I mean, so he called out people for being Instagram influencers. Like it was like, I get it, get it, you know, or like,
isn't he a YouTuber?
Felt like he was almost like one of his songs seemed to be making fun of like. A Dane Cook type, who is he targeting? That like he's really, you know, edgy on this. Like to me, it was it was
low bar.
Listen, I like you. I thought that movie Eighth Grade was brilliant.
Really good.
Like,
really
sad.
Good.
Like I was very depressing. Uncomfortable, but it was hitting its marks. I thought this was like this was one of the worst comedy specials I've seen.
It's real, you know, like not all of them land for me, which is, you know, not every comedy's very people are finicky about comedy. It's just really right. what you like.
Yeah,
but
it's got to connect to you. I would say the worst, like for me, this connected less than like Kevin Hart comedy that I'm not even a big
broad.
Fan of Kevin Hart. Like
yes.
to me,
yeah.
like this was like, what am I doing? And I just kept scrubbing ahead. Let's get 8 minutes ahead. Yeah. I mean, we're halfway through. He's got to be done with the songs.
Yeah.
No. Hey, we're gonna talk about Facebook songs and
yeah, it's what? The whole thing with songs. And then I saw today that Lin-Manuel Miranda's new movie is a real failure at the box office, and they had high hopes, and they're like, it's because it was also on HBO Max, and people are like, nah, probably not. Like, people want to get out and do things, and theaters are open now. They probably would have gone and seen it. And I'm like,
but Quiet Place did well.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a musical. The reason nobody went and saw it is because it's a fucking musical. It's a bunch of fucking kids singing about shit, and nobody wants to see that. Or a limited number of people want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about, but like anytime I go on HBO over the last week, it's telling me I need to watch this.
Yeah.
And they'll have like the video playing, and it seems a little Rent lightish.
Yes. Yes. Which
I don't. I'm
which
not,
you
I'm
saw
not
on Broadway.
I saw it on Broadway, and I was like, when are they going to stop counting?
Yeah. They count a lot in that one.
So many seconds and minutes.
Ed. What is happening in the world of sports? What do we need to know about? What's going on?
So you and I are not on the same page with the Olympics. I am looking forward to
it. I know,
I know. Not the shit that's on NBC, but I like all the random stuff.
I do. I mean, I'm too lazy to go look for that stuff. So I like the boxing and the wrestling and cool basketball, I guess, and
yeah, like
when it's not pros.
Not regular Team USA basketball.
Yeah,
3-on-3? Come on.
That's,
and now
that's
they're adding
new.
Skating and surfing. Like I'm,
yeah, that's
I'm
kinda
on
cool.
board with that. I like all the random stuff. I like track and field.
Yeah.
Not distance running, because it's
no,
just
so boring.
But like, give me a 200 sprint. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Are they still doing race walking? Remember they were doing like power walking?
I bet there's like one event of that nonsense.
I do kind of like tuning into the marathon for a second because they run – these Canyon guys run a four-minute mile the entire time. They run 26 consecutive four-minute miles.
They're faster than I can run if you ask me to run down the block.
Yes, it's insane.
And they're doing it for 26 miles.
I know. It's insane. So what's going on with the Olympics?
So an Olympic runner, a U.S. runner, just got banned for 4 years. And she tested positive for a banned steroid, and she said it's a false positive from a pork burrito.
Canelo Alvarez used the pork burrito defense. Well, he used Mexican meat.
Is it just one of those things? It's so crazy that people will just shrug and be like, "Huh, I guess that happened." I saw on Seinfeld, the poppy seed bagel led to a heroin.
Yes, like, I remember that.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean,
burrito.
I don't how much nandrolone would a pig need to ingest for you to test over the limit for nandrolone from eating a burrito? I would say
burritos
have to
just
be a lot.
Aren't that big, like. You know, how big could they be?
Even like a huge burrito for what's her event again?
Looking at her, she looked like a middle distance runner.
Yeah.
You know,
10,000 meters.
You know how like sprinters, there's a muscular look to them.
Sprinters are jacked.
She looked like that gaunt kind of runner.
Yeah.
You know, like where her shoulders are super thin. Like, I'm guessing she's a 1500.
Yeah,
whatever,
at least.
Something
like that. Well, it sucks because they're real punitive, these Olympic people, because now she's banned for 4 years.
Right, so she's going to miss this Olympics and the next one.
Right. Like that's it. Like you're lucky if you can go, if you're good enough for long enough to go to two Olympics. And now she's banned from at least two Olympics, which is, that's it for her. That's the end. But look, yeah. She probably wasn't going to win anyway. They should just let her go.
I think she might be the reigning like world champion.
Oh, really? Wow, that sucks.
But I read a whole thing. This guy Salazar, who was like a famous distance runner.
Yeah.
He runs like the Nike running program, and he is a monster. Like he just makes them all anorexic and, you know, dopes them up. Like I don't know if she's part of that crew, but you see these running programs are destroying women's health. You know, not just women, but like,
oh yeah.
I just know about this was a thing about like how a woman, you know, a young woman from high school was like prodigy, and she just, her body was completely shutting down because the way they treated these women.
Yeah. And we know what they did to the gymnasts. Like they don't, a lot of times they don't have their period till they're like 19.
Yeah. It's not like, again, this goes back to the pitching. Like if we all have to do this nonsense to like destroy the bodies, like maybe just crack down so nobody's doing this and we can just see good runners.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like if you can hit a home run or whatever. Yes. Like we're talking about like women who are not, their bodies are not developing correctly because you're destroying them. And now she's blaming it on a pork burrito, which we all know that's not why she tested positive.
Reel it back in. This is what I totally agree with you. This is why I hate the dream team. Trot the college kids out there. Who cares if they fucking lose? Who cares? Right.
That was a kind of a fun thing. Like, can this college kid make it against a French pro basketball player that's 33?
Yes. Like that was cooler. Yeah, I like that a lot better too.
We've talked about him over the years as an announcer and a guy who's had his issues. NBC was cleared of Jeremy Roenick's lawsuit that said he was suing because he said he was just fired for being a heterosexual man.
Yeah.
And they owe him money, and the judge was like, that's not it.
Ed, everybody knows it has never been harder to be a white man. a white heterosexual male has never had it more difficult than he does today. Yeah, wasn't he grabbing a little ass, or he was like, hey, I'd like to.
I think he was like way over the top with any female.
Yeah, like
that looked attractive.
Come over here and sit on this dick, honey. Like he's a hockey player, which means he's a moron. And also, he's had his face bounced off the boards like hundreds of times. Like he had a full on like broken jaw, like facial reconstruction at one point when he was with the Kings, like a really bad one, endless amount of concussions. And what do we know about concussions from our buddy, Deshaun Watson? Impulse control. You got
right. That's your winning theory that you're a pioneer in that theory.
You hit your head a lot of times. You just aren't the same in terms of filtering out the ideas that everybody has in their head that they don't act upon. It's just normal people go, oh, that's just a thing I thought, or they don't even notice that they think it. But when you lack impulse control like that, and some people are born lacking it, but mostly guys that hit their head a lot really lack impulse control. That's when you don't know that you're not supposed to be like, hey, toots, like, why don't you put those titties in my face and during the commercial before we come back on? Like, it's like, hey, dude, you can't talk like that. Like, it's,
oh, you're just canceling me because I'm heterosexual. No, that's not what happened. So you know, I'm the world's biggest Orioles fan.
That's true. Huge, great hats.
And apparently, there are some other fans that might be a little more intense than me because through I think five or six homestands, Relish is yet to win the hot dog condiment race, and Orioles fans are losing their minds.
Well, they might be onto something. So who do they got out there? They got mustard, obviously.
Mustard, ketchup, relish, and then what is it? Sauerkraut? What, like, there's usually four, right? What's the fourth?
I don't know what else.
Maybe it's just a
three-man race, huh? You figure relish could get in there one time.
Gem. Like, mustard is is the gold standard, but you don't want Mustard going like 26-0.
No, you figure Mustard would win both the time, most of the time. Occasionally, you're going to get ketchup in there because there's 8-year-olds at the game and they like ketchup on their dog. But once in a while, relish. I like a thin.
I texted. We were texting about this, and like maybe a week and a half ago, I had some mustard with horseradish.
Oh, delicious! Yeah,
and some relish. So you have like
it's a great dog.
You get that like kick with the mustard, but then a little relish to like balance it out.
It's a good one. Because it's like sweetens it up. Yeah, it's the full balance of flavors. Hold on, I'm gonna watch this one and see who's running. Oh yeah, it's a 3-man race. Oh, and it's not like where they really run with suits. It's like on the screen. So that means digitally, you could program it for anybody to win. I see mustard winning here.
The best one. I mean, I'm all for condiments.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh has the sausage race.
Yeah, amazing.
But the best I think is DC. They get the giant president's heads.
Yeah, yeah. You got Jefferson out there, Washington,
Teddy Roosevelt,
Abraham Lincoln, probably.
Yeah, I think that's it. Those are the four.
Yeah,
they go four. I think that's better.
But it's not like Jefferson wins every time. Like, throw fucking relish a bone.
Right.
Unbelievable. I was at, I had the best golf course hot dog of my life a few days ago. I was in Mexico.
At the turn is that a cart situation?
No, it was at the turn. And they're like, oh, we'll bring it out to you. And they brought out this dog, Ed. And it was like, it was like kind of greasy, like a Hebrew National. It was almost like a sausage. Yeah, but it was more, it wasn't quite a sausage. It was still a hot dog, but a little more plump. Real, they had that like real, like snappy casing on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they gave you the little packets. So I put some mustard on there. I put a little, they had like a little relish and like tomatoes, like mixed. And I put that on there. And then they gave you like these like pickled onions. They were like almost like,
oh, you know, that's kind of like when you go to actual Nathan's on Coney Island.
Yeah, they have that.
That's what they have. Like, you ask for that.
And then it was on. This is what really set it off. It was on kind of like a brioche, but like more firm, like really like buttery, soft, super soft bun. I mean, I went through that thing in about 2 seconds and I was like, that
sounds pretty, instantly pretty good.
Yeah, the best golf course hot dog I've ever had. And I instantly wanted another one. Then I played another golf course later that week and I was all fired up. And it was, they were trying to do the thing that the first golf course did, but it was like the dog was kind of mealy. You know, you bite into it and it's like on the inside doesn't taste as good as it looks. It kind of like breaks apart in your mouth. It's not firm on the inside. It was disgusting. Not anywhere. Of course, I was.
Well, it's tough when you have a great one to start the trip.
Yes.
Then your expectations are too high.
I was also criminally hungover and I was playing at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And on the third hole, Ed, I hit my shot from the fairway and I looked back and everybody was like kind of like going towards their balls. And I go, oh, I got a minute here. I strolled off to the side of the fairway and this was before the hot dog. So I'd had nothing to eat, but I was so thirsty and it was so hot. You know, there's nothing worse than being hungover and having to be outdoors.
Yeah. You just want to be inside and like laying down.
And it's so hot and disgusting outside and you feel like shit. And I went over there and I drank so much water. I went over there and I vomited pure water on the side of the course. And then I was like, oh, maybe nobody noticed. And I got back in the cart and I was playing with my girlfriend's dad. And he's like, you all right, buddy? He's like, you want to just sit in the cart for a couple of holes? I'm like, no, I'm okay. I was hoping like maybe he didn't notice, but it's kind of hard not to notice when you just hear like water pouring forth out of a human being's body. Wasn't my best day.
Yeah. Listen, Babe Ruth led the league in strikeouts too.
That's right. That's a good point.
Don't be afraid to take your shot.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
One of these guys that we were like told we need to respect when we were kids, Michigan coach Ben Boeschenbeckler.
Yeah.
There was some controversy. The team doctor, there was talk that his team doctor was molesting people, much like the gymnastics type situation, Sandusky situation.
And much like Jerry Sandusky.
That's right. But the it dusk. Was like a he said, I mean, Shane Beckler's been dead probably a decade. Yeah. And it was like a he said thing. And then one of the he's that said he was a molester was Shem Beckler's 62-year-old son who said, yeah, I told my dad when I was 10 this guy was molesting me, and he punched him.
Oh, man.
He punched him.
They had a game that week, Ed.
Oh, my God.
What's he supposed to do?
Look.
They're trying to get ready for Illinois.
I am by no means saying Sandusky was anything less than a monster, but he was the defensive coordinator. So I'm not saying you should give him a pass, but like I get that he was helping people make money because he was good at his job. The doctor, I'm not saying there's no such thing as a good doctor, but why was the doctor so pivotal that this guy sided with the doctor over his son?
Yeah, and also, why is your son going to like the team doctor?
And doesn't he have like his own pediatrician? If he's 62 and this happened when he was 10, we're talking about like 1969. Social media was not going to – you just fire the team doctor.
Yeah.
And you fire get your son help. Instead, he punched his son.
And also, Bo Schembechler, he coached into like at least the late 80s.
Oh, yeah. He was Harbaugh's coach in the mid-80s for sure.
Yes, yes.
And I think Harbaugh was, you know, defending his guy.
Yeah,
which is kind of like Felicia Rashad saying, hey, you know, Bill never molested me. It's like, yeah, because you were like 25 years too old for what he was going after.
Yes, exactly.
Or Theo. Yes. Theo was like, he didn't molest me. Yeah, we get it. We get it, Theo.
Oh, Theo.
You were hanging out with Cockroach, and he was going after 19-year-old actresses.
You know who didn't fuck with Bill Cosby is Lisa Bonet, who she's like, oh, yeah, I knew that guy was a piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't.
Oh, man. I saw her recently.
Yeah.
Still beautiful.
She's the same age as her daughter.
Yeah.
How is she? And look at her. Look at her fucking kill list. Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yeah.
The most beautiful man in the world. And then she goes, nah, I'm going to go younger. And then she gets Aquaman. And
bigger.
Yeah. Khal Drogo.
You can't. I mean, there's no following that dude. Yeah. He's the biggest dude. Just in all ways.
And he doesn't seem like the kind of dude you enlist because you're like, hey, you know, I want to live out my golden years with somebody that's really good at playing Risk. Like he's excellent gin rummy player. Like
he's not big on cribbage.
Yeah. You want him because he fucking slings dick hard. You're like, oh no, I need a man to just fuck me.
Like if I think of a man, he's a man.
Oh yes, he's the man.
Aquaman.
Yes, he's the man you think of. That's the man. I was doing something with Cheyenne recently, and I posed this question. I read this, I think maybe on Twitter a while back, and I thought it was interesting. It always spurs interesting conversation, and we were having a talk on stereo, and I said, if you could have sex with somebody, but you knew they would die right afterward, who would you pick? And she's like, I don't know, Aquaman. I'm like, you would fucking want to kill Aquaman? Like, what'd he ever do to you? Like, he's just, you don't want to have sex. You're going to have sex, then he's going to die afterwards?
See,
you
I get, like, that guy is a freak of nature. He's just a monster. The problem is, so he dies after, and then she goes back to you.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Brian.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what you're working with, one to the right.
No.
But like that guy is all the way to the right. He's all of the way to the right.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Cause that was her rationale. She's like, well then no one knows. Like she's like, I fucked him and then he dies, and then
she's gonna be so bummed out with you.
Well, it's like the Tokolosh. It's like she's ruined.
That's right, the Tokolosh.
The Tokolosh comes in the middle of the night and he slays your lady and he pleasures her to such a level that you can never please her again. And this is just facts. So it's much like the Tokolosh. If Khal Drogo gets a piece of your lady, there's no coming back from that. You're always going to be second to whatever Aquaman did, and that's just all there is to it. So it's actually kind of good logic. You kind of hope that he dies afterwards because then nobody knows. That makes a lot of sense now that I talk about it. All right, let's do some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment, on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
What is happening in the world of non-sports items this week?
We're going to start with four RIPs because we didn't do a regular show. RIP Network, Deliverance, and Dean Martin and Back to School. The star, Ned Beatty, 83 years old in 2021.
Wow. Ned Beatty, great character actor, well-known guy. I mean, you've seen him so many hundreds of times, had a nice life, lived into his 80s. But Ed, I mean, how fucking old is this guy? Hold on, I can't hear. We're having some technical difficulties, so I can't hear what I'm playing. I'm assuming this is the How Fucking Old Is This Guy song.
What's his age? I can't explain.
Ned Beatty, how fucking old is this guy? If he died at 83 this week,
so, that means so let's, when he let's was in about, Superman. We did Back to School.
Yeah, that was 86.
It was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So that was an even 25 ago.
Yeah.
83 minus 25. You mean to tell me that guy was in his 50s?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was
in his 50s. Yeah.
Or when he was mid-50s. The warden and He Got Game.
Yeah.
Who gave Jesus's dad a pass. Jake Shuttlesworth.
Yes.
He was like the early 60s? No.
Crazy. No. No. It's well, what about he was in Superman 2?
Oh, he was Lex Luthor's like right-hand man.
Yes.
He was Hackman's guy.
Yes, Otis. No, Superman 2. No, well, maybe he's in both of them. Yeah, Superman 1978.
So that was 43 years ago.
That means he was 40 years old, Ed.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was 40 years. No, he's born in 1937, so he would have been 41.
I mean, so that's Warren's brother, right?
I think so. His younger brother.
But, I mean, what a weird thing. Like, your brother is a legendary coxman.
Yeah.
And you look 50 when you're 25.
Well, this is the Randy and Dennis.
Yeah.
Conundrum. Yeah. The Quaids.
True. I mean, I actually think that that's actually a worse situation.
Yeah.
Well, Randy also, versus, yes. I mean, Dennis is still beautiful.
Oh, no, yeah. Dennis is gorgeous. He's always been gorgeous. And Randy just gets more hideous. It's not as, it's worse than the Clint Ron Howard thing. Because Ron Howard, I mean, he's not any matinee idol. You know, he's right, a good actor, not, solid dude.
He's not Clint. Clint looks like Nosferatu. Yeah, he kind of looks like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, he's got a tough look to him.
It's been a long time since Gentle Ben.
Yeah, he was very cute then. R.I.P. Ned Beatty. Who else?
R.I.P. Ernie Lively, character actor. I saw some of the highlights. He played like the Astros front office guy when they were working with Costanza when he was at the Yankees and Seinfeld. But you would recognize him. But he's better known for being the dad of the Lively family: Jason, yep. European Rusty Griswold, Robin, yep. The girl from Karate Kid 3, and Blake.
What was the girl in Karate Kid 3 doing there?
There was no sexual tension. She None. Was just kind of into climbing with him with her mom jeans.
Yeah. They had to get that bonsai off the side of that cliff in Palos Verdes down there.
I think Robin was also the older sister in Wildcats who got her hair purple.
Yes, she did. Yep, absolutely, she did.
Well, their dad.
Yeah, dead. Yeah, R.I.P. Ernie Lively. Who else?
R.I.P. Clarence Williams, character actor. Mod Squad was before our time, but we might know him best as the dad from Purple Rain.
Yep, yep. I know old Clarence Williams. But he's in everything.
A lot of stuff. He was working.
Yeah, he was in everything. The guy worked a lot for many, many years, R.I.P.
And then I read an R.I.P. this week, or she was fighting for her life, which she lost. This actress got a hit and run by a scooter in New York City. She was crossing the street and got crushed.
No. Yeah.
And her name's Lisa Baines, and they said Broadway actress, and I was like, no, she looks familiar, and I don't know Broadway actresses. She was Brian Flanagan's sugar mama in Cocktail. A buddy pointed that out to me.
Right. Brian Flanagan is Tom Cruise. Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Yes. No. What was the name? Oh, no. Flanagan's Law, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It was Brian Brown.
Brian Brown. Yeah. So she was the one that was funding his bar empire when he took his own life in that yacht.
Yes.
Very confusing. Very confusing movie.
Caleb loved the poetry.
Yes. Well, it was good. Yeah.
Walt Whitman.
Well, he hates Walt Whitman. Yes. Amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
First story we got. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sent beard shavings to Azalea Banks so she could make an amulet to protect him from ISIS.
What is this? That's the height of narcissism, by the way.
Why are we here with Jack Dorsey?
Yeah, like ISIS wants to get me. Like I need to be protected from ISIS. Like what are you fucking talking about, weirdo? Also, this Azalea Banks is problematic because she ratted out Grimes.
She just gets into fights, right?
Yeah. She ratted out Grimes and Elon Musk for trying to get her into a threesome. She ratted out Dave Chappelle for banging her. She does not keep a secret. Like, this Jack Dorsey probably didn't want his fucking beard hair situation going public, and she can't hold her mud. She spills the beans.
Yeah, and I just the whole... We've got too much going on with the CEO culture.
Yes.
Like when we were kids, who was bigger than the CEO of Nintendo in our lives? Yeah. But we never knew who he was.
No. I watched that John DeLorean.
I've seen like two different John DeLorean movies.
Yeah, the one on Netflix is pretty weird because they make it like they're making a movie and Alec Baldwin plays John and he gets in the full makeup and it's like, I'm like, oh, when is this movie coming out? And I'm like, oh no, they're just doing it for the documentary thing. So they're doing reenactments, but they're also doing behind the scenes of how Alec Baldwin gets into character. But one of the things that was interesting is this John DeLorean was such a maniac. He was going to be CEO of General Motors. Like he was on the fast track.
That drug deal didn't need to happen.
Yeah. He's like, no, fuck this. I'm doing my own thing. And it's like, buddy, like this is the biggest company in the world at the time. Like you're set up. You are going to have your own car company. Just don't fuck 19-year-olds and embarrass them and you'll be fine. He's like, no, can't do it. Also, he was getting crazy plastic surgery like in the 60s before they like knew how to do it.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Yes. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was weird. And also, like, there was no need for the Baldwin parts.
It's so weird. It was so weird. And it was like all actors you knew playing in like the fake movie. So it was like Josh Charles was there and
it was somebody like played his wife. Fake about yes. A movie being made that really wasn't being made.
Insane.
To me, I'm not. Look, Alec Baldwin seems like a bit of a clown.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
But at the same time, I'm not a hater of Alec Baldwin because I recognize he can be great. Not just Glenn Ross. Like he's a great actor. But like, yeah, what, he there brings was no it every need time. For that part. There was just no, it was no so need. Weird. It was weird.
Just tell the story. Like, you have enough video of the actual guy. He's going on the Phil Donahue show. Died destitute. I mean, they had Baldwin play him, like, you know, in his later years. It was weird. The whole thing was weird.
Yeah. So a Cape Cod lobster diver claims he was briefly trapped in the mouth of a whale for 30 to 40 seconds. Then it spit him out. And now he's saying he wants Matt Damon to play him in a movie. Now, Brian, I put this story in here because I'm curious. Do you believe this?
No, I don't. I don't believe it for one second.
I mean, I think he watched Pinocchio and he's like, yeah, well, if that fucking wooden prick got away with a lie, I'm going to do it too. What?
No.
You can get swallowed by a whale.
Whales, Ed, whales are fucking highly intelligent creatures.
They don't want your nonsense, your scuba gear in their mouth. No. And if they do it because they're so big and it's an accident, you're gone.
They'll spit you out in 1 second. Like, this not, it's just not, it's not plausible. What's more, it's Occam's razor. What's more likely? That this guy got fucking blotto on Cutty Sark when he was supposed to, when he claimed he was out.
Yeah, no lobsters. Hey, how come?
Right. Yeah.
I was, I was eaten by a whale.
Yes, I got eaten by, or he got eaten by a whale. Like, of course this guy's full of shit. Remember that one guy that, like, that one guy that wasn't Mike Allstott, but it was like some white guy that was like a fullback and it was in Florida that like supposedly fell off his boat and swam. He's like, I had to swim 4 miles in the middle of the night. And it's like, come on, buddy. Like, what's the real? You fell off a dock trying to get some pussy is what happened. And you don't want to, you want to tell your old lady the real story of why you got home at 4 a.m.
You got grabby and somebody slapped you into the wall.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like, what's more likely?
It just seems like bullshit. Alicia Silverstone says we've been pronouncing her name wrong this whole time. And she announced on TikTok this week.
So what is the, do I want to know?
I clicked on it and I started reading and I was like, do I even care?
I assume it's
Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia Silverstone. That's how I've been pronouncing it. Alicia.
Here's at first I was thinking, well, I'll just take the snarky stance of like, well, who gives a shit? It's not 1998. Yeah. But then I thought, I've been in this scenario. Like, I used to belong to a gym. And somebody called me Chris, and I just went with it. Then, like, 3 years later, anytime she's shouting Chris, I realize, oh, that's me. And I just played along with it for years. Yeah. So when she first got famous, I could see her just going with it, and I kind of felt bad. And so it's like, all right, at this point, she'll set the record straight, and then I'll be okay with that. But I've gone along with bullshit like that, so I kind of feel for her.
At my office on Fridays, I buy donuts for everybody, and I bring them in every Friday. It's like a tradition.
Hero.
So, well, I mean, it's not, I don't pay for it, but I go into the donut shop and it's a husband wife operation.
Right.
And they both overly use my name. What is this thing that people do? When they know your name, they have to keep saying it over and over. Can't you just say it one time?
When I watched like a season and change of the show Lost.
Oh,
the writers of that show. The thing, I mean, you know, I'm not into a lot of what it was selling, but it was a big cultural phenomenon. And the reason why I pulled the plug is because the blonde guy called everybody. So Jack, this is what we're doing, Jack. Hey, Freckles, we're doing this. No, we're doing this, Freckles. And it's like, when people, normal people talk, they don't address each other. Like, in this show, I know I'm talking to Brian. Maybe I said the name Brian twice.
A couple of times. Yeah, that's normal. I go into this donut shop on Fridays, and sometimes the wife will be out front. She fucking thinks my name is Frank. And every week I go in there, and she's like, hey, Frank, the usual. How you doing, Frank? Friday, Frank. You got any plans for the weekend, Frank? And she must say Frank like 25 times. And the whole time I'm starting to sweat. I'm like, okay, let's do this transaction. Give me my coffee. All right. Give me my change. I'm out of here. But then the husband, he'll come out, he'll be making donuts in the back, and then someone else will walk and it'll be like, ding dong. Somebody else will come in and they'll need I can't think of the name of a donut. Glaze twist. Yes, there you go. They'll need a donut and he'll come out of the back and he knows my name and he'll be like, hey, Brian, how you doing, Brian? And he'll say my name like five times. Brian, got anything going on this week? Brian, how you been? And then the wife will feel stupid because she says my name's Frank.
Greg, but what are you going to correct her? She's just trying to be nice.
No, I'm not going to correct her. And also she kind of has an accent, so it's like could be confused either way. But then the next week, the fucking same routine happens again.
It's like who's on and first?
Yes, it's the same thing over and over again.
That's amazing. Well, the name of the person in the next story shouldn't be important, but it kind of is.
Yes.
Former prison sergeant Randy Beeler, who traded female inmates McDonald's for oral sex, is now an inmate himself for getting caught for
Yeah.
Now, I'm friends with a Randy. But at the same time, if there was one prison guard name that would be trading McDonald's for oral sex,
for sure,
kind of feel like it's a Randy kind for of situation. Sure.
A Randy will sell you weed. You know, a Randy's always trying to get blown left and right. A Randy will try to get you into a pyramid scheme. Just Randy's in general.
Randy's gonna be a fun friend.
Oh yeah, you love a Randy, but you got to be careful of a Randy.
That's right.
I believe our friend of the show, Telly Tuput, I believe the guy, his buddy, whose daughter he has Uber him around, like come pick him up drunk, and he also has him go to the Walmart where he pays off the Walmart manager to give him all the baseball card, the cases of baseball cards when they come in. I believe the gentleman whose daughter he uses to do his errands, I believe his name is Randy. He's got a Randy in his realm of friends. And it's always good. It's always good to have a Randy. Now, I've said this many times. The prison guard is a hair's breadth away from the prison inmate.
I don't know if you watched John Oliver this week.
No, I didn't.
And his whole feature, and it, you know, it's sad. He talks about it's about summer is here and the amount of prisons that don't have air conditioning.
Oh yeah.
And it's awful. I mean, you're cooking people and they're talking about like, this is a human rights violation, but whatever.
Of course it is.
Not even getting into that. There are prison guards that are showing up to get into this like cave to watch these guys, and they're melting too. It's a terrible job. A prison guard is a tough, like really miserable environment, and they're not getting air conditioning either.
No, it's a bad gig. It's a bad system. Everything about it is awful. It's in the embarrassment of this country. The most of the people are in there for very like nonviolent crimes of poverty. It's a sad statement. And of course there's no fucking air conditioning. Like you see these places like in Louisiana, the South, Georgia, where it's just
Texas
like,
Texas was a big one for,
so punitive. It's disgusting. And yeah, it's no picnic for the guards either, except so that they're making 30 bucks
an
hour.
When I was in high school, like senior year, I took it was like an elective, and it was a legal system. And then they brought us to Rahway State Prison where they filmed the lockup.
No.
And they like brought us, and I think I told you the story, that the prisoners thought they were giving us the scared straight treatment when we were just a bunch of nerds taking a legal class, and they started yelling at us. And it was, you know, it was funny in retrospect, but kind of scary. But I remember being in there and I was like, man, if you are a guard, you are kind of a prisoner. Like this is a brutal gig. Like because you have to walk through the same like locked situation. Like you can't just like walk out of your job. Hey, I need a breath of fresh air. I'm just like leaving. No, you're in prison.
It's a mind fuck. It's a mind fuck, and those and the inmates are always working on you. You know, they're always like trying to get an edge, and so they're like, "Hey, bring me a couple Egg McMuffins, and I'll fucking suck that dick, Randy." And it's like, "Hey, I'm in prison too.
And
it just seems like a pretty good trade. I'll do it."
If that isn't the biggest indictment of the prison system, that you're willing to perform oral sex on a stranger for McDonald's.
Yes.
That tells you a lot about the food they're giving. It tells you about the situation. Like, if that's what you're willing to trade for, shit is bad.
Yeah, it's bleak.
Has had McDonald's, and they've like, you know, we've had it at a rest stop or whatever, but if anyone's had a McDonald's and like, the next time I'll suck somebody's dick to get this again. Like you regret the shit out of it. It's terrible.
That's pretty funny.
So Van Morrison and Eric Clapton just released a new collaboration, a song, wondering why they're the only two, quote, rebels left.
Well, I mean, Van Morrison, he's just a drunk. He's just an old Irish, just drunk, cantankerous, old fool. Now, I will say this about Eric Clapton. His music sucks. And he
has talent, bad dude.
Great guitar player. Did a lot of cocaine back in the day. He apparently had a bad reaction to his vaccination shot.
Yeah, we did that story a couple weeks ago.
Like, almost died. Like, it was really, really bad. So people are getting on him because he's like, I don't know about this vaccine thing, which I kind of get. Because, like, say a shark bit your dick off and you were like, hey, fuck sharks. And people are like, no, you don't understand. Sharks are good for the ecosystem. We need the sharks. We can't murder the sharks. They're cutting their fins off and throwing them back. Here's the video. And you'd be like, I got no dick over here. Like, I lost my dick. A shark bit my fucking dick off. Fuck sharks. I'm not fucking with sharks. Fuck you. Fuck all the sharks. Fuck off. So I kind of can see where Eric Clapton's coming from here. Van Morrison, he's just an asshole.
The fact that I just think the arrogance that they're the rebels and everybody else is the sheep in this scenario.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you had a rough go of it, but like when you're saying you're the rebels, that means almost like you're the only enlightened ones.
Yeah.
You're
a
bunch of fucking old has-beens.
Yeah, that's true.
Eric Clapton, for all of your accolades, come out with it. I mean, Paul McCartney comes out with new music and like people humor him, like let him go on the promotion tour because everybody wants to talk about Paul, but want to talk to Paul McCartney because he's the fucking like legend Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
but nobody gives a shit about his recent stuff. Like, that's just the nature of the business. So these two guys are like really thinking they're, you know, the cat's pajamas, and they're just fucking like a couple of jokers, like has-beens, and they're the enlightened ones. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck out of here. Hey, go back to your island.
Mindy Kaling is creating a Scooby-Doo spinoff for HBO Max, but it sounds like it's just a detective show. It's about Velma. There's not going to be a dog or a van, she said.
Oh, my God.
It's just she's creating a detective show, but she is Velma is going to be East Asian, and Scooby-Doo fans were enraged.
They're mad. Who fucking cares? I mean, who cares about this show?
If they're making a Scooby-Doo show... Without Scooby-Doo,
what is it?
Why do you care about the inherit? They're just using the name Velma. It's a detective show about an East Asian detective
called Velma that wears a sweater and knee highs. Yeah, what's the point? Hey, where the fuck's Shaggy?
I just wonder to name it Velma and then say we're not doing anything with Scooby or the van. I'm not mad that she's East Asian, but why not just make her like, you know, Sarah? Or like, why does she still have to be Velma Dinkley?
No, this is fucking, this is stolen valor, Ed.
Right.
They're trying to fucking glom on to the Scooby-Doo universe, and it's bullshit. You can't have a fucking a Scooby-Doo adjacent vehicle without fucking Shaggy Arbuckle or whatever the fuck his name is.
I think Arbuckle was the guy who drank semen.
John.
Garfield's
guy. Yeah, John. Yeah.
Norval Shaggy Rogers. Rogers was his last
name. Yes. Shaggy Rogers. Shaggy Rogers. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not really super familiar with her work, but I get a lot of Mindy Kaling in my life, and I didn't sign up for it. I didn't write my name down.
She's a good comedy writer. Like I think she's done stuff with her life. Like I'm saying the Tegan successful stuff that we didn't sign up for.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of personality. Kind of like when who was the playmate that in the 90s we got a lot of personality from, anti-vaxxer.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Like we didn't sign up for the like this theories on vaccines. At least I think Minnie Kaling is like a somebody who is a successful
she does something
writer. She's done
things. No, for sure. But I get a lot of like, who's the dad of her kid, and she won't say, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about any of that. I don't. Yes, I think she might have a couple. I don't know. I get a lot of information about her. Maybe I'm just too aware. That's the problem. But I won't be watching the Velma spinoff.
CNN brought Jeffrey Toobin back to be a legal expert, and to kick off his reintroduction, they had a super awkward interview in which he had to talk about jerking off in front of a camera.
You know, I should have been better prepared for this because it merits, we should play it.
Yeah, it's a great interview. I know we've got some audio issues, but
we got some issues here where we can't hear what we're playing, but I saw it before and it's pretty good.
For him to be an expert on TV, you have to try to listen to what he's saying, right?
And yes, yeah, it's kind of hard.
How can you listen to what he's saying when there's only, I mean, it's, you might as well have OJ there. Be like, well, we'll just pretend we're just going to take the football playing days of OJ. Like, to me, I can never, it was like when Matt Millen, after drafting a wide receiver like 7 years in a row, then he went into the booth and he's going to give us analysis on the draft or on a game. And you're like, buddy, you're the guy who kept drafting Charles Rogers Light every year.
Yeah, I believe Matt Millen has since departed this earthly plane.
No. I think he was putting on 18, but he's made a comeback.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think he had like major surgery or something. I think he's still with us.
Oh, okay. He was a big, he's a Penn State guy, so I believe he was a Penn State truther as well.
I believe. Okay,
let's hear from
Toobin.
Let's just. Oh no, it's
California
9 minutes
Gavin
long.
Newsom, but
it's
state
in the
attorney
beginning.
General announcing they are appealing a controversial decision
about,
by a federal
I'm not
judge
play we can't
to
really
overturn
hear it, but she does.
But I would advise anyone who
assault weapons
hasn't heard it, just go on YouTube in the beginning of it. She's like, "So we just got to get this out of the way, and why don't you tell us why you've been off for the last 8 months?"
Here's the thing: like, he's say he accidentally jerked it, you know, it's like a porn addiction thing, so the meeting hadn't started or whatever, he didn't know his camera was on, and he
There's
just needed to
famous
fucking crank
on call
it
with him, right?
What was it was Martha Raddatz?
No,
it was somebody
bigger,
because it was for the New Yorker, because he wrote for the New Yorker.
It for multiple people.
There was a bunch of people, but also wasn't he known to get a little grabby with the interns around the office too?
He went to Rico too?
Yes. I think he was, it wasn't just that he was doing the fucking jerk display for the group chat. It's that he also was a little squeezy on the girls in the office, and they don't talk about that. Because I think the accidentally jerking it for the Zoom could be forgivable if you got a long tenure.
To me, forgivable. I'm not saying the guy needs to do time for it, but yeah. As an expert, like when you bring on an expert, the one thing you want to be thinking about when somebody gives expert advice is like, well, this is a credible person, and then you think, well, I knew during all the Zoom calls I've had over the last year. I knew better than to jerk off in front of the camera. And so I don't know how you can think about anything else. Like, is he that good that we need him? Yeah. No, not really.
No.
It's not like Marv Albert, the best at his craft. And you're like, all right, so the guy got a little bitey and difference of opinion.
he's the best.
He's the best.
He's a legend.
Jeffrey Toobin's going to give the opinion that 47 other people that, you know, if they ask, could do the same thing.
Talking heads. And they only go to him for like 30 seconds at a time. But Marv Albert, he calls the whole game. Like 48 minutes up and down and overtime. And never once when he's calling the game do I think about how he used to like to wear women's lingerie.
Right.
It never comes up.
He's a legend. Jeffrey Toobin, to me, I'm always kind of going to be thinking about him.
Totally agree. Yep.
Los Angeles skywriting proposal this past weekend ended with the quote, Joe Rogan is literally 5'3".
That is something to throw in at the end. And it's almost like they knew it was going to be a viral.
I mean, that certainly works. And Joe Rogan is so big. And to me, we're talking about Mindy Kaling, Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
I've listened to his podcast occasionally, but Joe Rogan is very much a part of my life. Like, just
he is
in my news feed, and I don't. I found him mildly entertaining at times, but like we're constantly barraged by this is what Joe Rogan thinks about this. And
it is weird that because he's like he'll even tell you he's like. I'm a comedian with a podcast. He's like, I just talk shit here. But everybody points to him as an authority figure on so many things because he has so many different kinds of people on his show.
The guardian of the bros, right? Like, that's
what he is. Right, but he hasn't asked for that mantle.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't say he speaks for anybody.
When you make that kind of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, but like, yeah, he has Elon Musk on, he has Matt Taibbi, he has some goons on, like he has random people, but he is so big that I'm hearing so much about Joe Rogan and I usually don't care.
No, I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
But yeah, so now he's got to answer to the fact that he's 5'3" on a
sky. Yes, I believe he's taller, at least claims to be taller than 5'3", but he is a diminutive individual.
Jessica Biel is very worried, Brian. She's worried her sons will want to be musicians like their dad, Justin Timberlake. And the quote, the bar is high.
Yeah, that is worrisome. Because what she's saying is, she's like, I don't want children that plan and perform at their own wedding, essentially making themselves the bride. That's what they're saying.
I worry that if she's raising kids to think that Justin Timberlake is the high bar, she's raising some problematic kids.
Like she heard of Marvin Gaye? She ever heard Stevie Wonder?
Right.
Wilson Pickett.
The people that Justin is imitating. He's doing karaoke versions of those people.
Right.
That's the high bar.
Yeah. You ever heard of Rod Stewart? Like, there's no high bars of his era. Like, he's, you know, he's just a guy. He was in a fucking boy band. He's a boy bander. He had a perm. Come on. Calm down.
He became the most famous out of the group because he was the best looking out of the bunch. That's where the buzz created. And then I think it was Cameron Diaz got together with him, and all of a sudden he became more of a mainstream thing.
That's true. She legitimized him. That's a really good point. I forgot about that.
a seat to fly into space with Jeff Bezos and his brother sells at an auction for $28 million. Brian, is that money well spent?
We got to outlaw billionaires. This is a problem. This is problematic. Also, fuck going to space. Like, I don't want to go to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, why do we?
I don't want to go to space. Who the fuck wants to go to space?
Yeah, so I can be weightless with Jeff Bezos? No.
No.
I don't want to drive for an hour with Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
I want his money.
Yes.
But yes. I want nothing else from him. Have you ever seen him, like, show some great personality? Now you're going to go to space with him?
I don't even think I've ever heard him speak.
In the limited times I've heard him speak, he sounds like and looks like a fucking Bond villain. He just talks in like a weird calmness because he knows he has more than anyone around.
Yeah.
But like, why? There's
probably a good feeling.
He's got no personality that anyone would give a shit. So you're going to, I mean, going to space, even if it's the quickest trip to space, you're spending multiple days with Bezos and you're going to spend $28 million to do it.
No, it's just insane.
I got sent this story a lot. I know you're not going to appreciate it, but NBC halts production on Ultimate Slip and Slide amid report of explosive diarrhea outbreak on set.
Well, you think they would prepare for this? Like, can't they, like, aren't there, like, special? Because I assume it's from the water goes up their ass. Right? On the slip and slide.
I mean, yeah, we've all tried a slip and slide in our lives or some version of it. But it has to be the food, right? If it's if everyone on set is getting it.
Oh, it's not just the contestants.
They just said a report of an outbreak. Outbreak, yeah. You would just say there's one outbreak. Person who had it.
Yeah. Outbreak
tells me.
Yeah.
We gotta look into the slip and slide chefs.
Well, I mean, you know, there's it could be the water. You know, sometimes people go to these water parks and there's bugs in the water. There's parasites, parasitic animals that live in the water. And you know what you could do? You suck them up in your nose. You go underwater, you go off the slide in the little tube. You slide off the slide and you splash in the water. One of those fucking parasites goes up your nose or you ingest it somehow. And now next thing you know,
in a few weeks,
you're not in control of your.
Yeah. In a few weeks, I'm going to be at a water park. I'm going to Dollywood.
Oh, you are? That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah,
we're going to be driving through East Tennessee, and I was like, let's stop at Dollywood for a day. And half of it's a water park.
Oh, yeah. You have to put one of those things, those clips.
Those pinchers.
On your nose.
Like that old ladies wear.
Also, you got to be careful if the water's too warm, because there's that parasite that can swim up your dick, and then it goes in your brain and kills you. So you don't want that. And that can be at water parks. It's usually in hot springs.
Like, I feel like in East Tennessee, there's a like a good chance that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You gotta be real careful.
I got three quick headlines and they're going to connect. First headline. Chipotle announced it's raising prices to help cover the cost of higher employee wages. Headline number two. Chipotle customers are complaining about receiving tiny burritos even as the chain says it's raising prices.
Mm-hmm.
Headline three, Chipotle's CEO made $38 million in 2020.
Right.
So it's just giving those people, you know, 50 cents more per hour. We got to raise prices. But this fucking guy made $38
million. This is the story at everybody that says they can't pay their employees can certainly pay one employee.
Yeah, the exec, and I mean, we're just hearing the CEO, the whole executive board.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. And Chipotle, like, let's all calm down on Chipotle. It's okay. Go to a mom and pop place.
But
yeah,
mom and pop,
I believe Chipotle.
There's almost anywhere in the country, there's going to be a mom and pop that exists.
What do we say about pizza?
Right.
don't get a chain pizza. Go to a mom and pop place in your neighborhood. I believe Chipotle is part of the McDonald's empire.
Right. I mean, I believe they're owned by McDonald's. But I get it.
It's part of the same company, I think.
It's chain.
Yeah.
The head of the world's largest family died in India, and he left behind some people to sort out the will. That would be 39 wives and 94 children.
At once?
I mean, the guy who's, probably...
Was he married to them all?
I wonder how many of those kids feel like he was really connecting as a dad.
Yeah. I mean, you know how, like, remember that time... Antonio Cromartie, he had, at the time, he had like 7 kids.
Oh, on the HBO show.
Real Sports or Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah. And at the time, he had 7 kids or something, including 3 3-year-olds. And they hit him with the very difficult to answer question, hey, what are the names of your kids? And you could tell, like, he did it. But he had to do some thinking, right. You know, because he was trying to do the names and the ages, and it wasn't easy for him. He got through it.
He got through it. There were a couple of blocks in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the 3 3-year-olds that he stumbled on, and also the names weren't
right. He was busy 4 years ago. When that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it wasn't coming to him. But this guy with the 94 kids, like, I got a buddy. Who had like 9 brothers and sisters, and he's got all sorts of nieces and nephews, and he'll fucking crank them out in order. You know, he's got like 20 something nieces and nephews, and he'll just go bam, 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 like right down the list and name all of them. There's no way this dude with 94 kids and 30 plus wives is able to tell you every single one of his wives and or kids, and obviously not grandkids' names.
My dad's the oldest of 8. My mom's the oldest of 5 or 6. 5. And I've got a ton of cousins, and I'll get the report from my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, so and so had a baby, and I'll be like, "Who's that?" And she'll be like, "Your cousin." Like, and I'm the second oldest of all these cousins.
Yeah.
So like, I've got a cousin that's in first grade. I'm 45.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. No, that's insane.
Math doesn't even work. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And my youngest cousins are probably some of the ones I actually know who they are.
Yeah.
Cause that aunt was like a cousin to me.
Right. Oh my God. That's insane. No, that's crazy. It's too many people. Just everybody calm down.
Everyone needs to calm down. It's too much to know.
Yeah.
Young Thug explained to his followers how you can spot a real versus a fake pill by shining a flashlight on it. He got the iPhone flashlight out and he said a real pill's branding will glow when exposed to the light. And so some websites did some tests and they found out that, believe it or not, Young Thug's theory is not really good.
It doesn't seem like the best system. I mean, a real pill comes from the pharmacy. That's how you know it's only real.
Only if the name glows.
I'm like, forgive me for questioning the logic of Young Thug. Whoever that is, I don't take my medical advice from anyone whose first name isn't a name.
Well, we got a lot of medical experts out there these days. So
yeah, that's true.
Young Thug might be as valid as any.
Yeah.
Woman gunned down her biker boyfriend after she quote smelled sex on him.
Well, I mean, that's why you got to wash your dick. You don't want to smell like sex coming home if you've been doing shit on the side, or you tell what you do is you jump in the fucking ocean and say you got swallowed by a whale.
Right?
You couldn't smell any sex on you
lobsters.
Then.
I was diving for lobsters.
Yeah. It's, you know, this guy only has himself to blame.
And I got a wicked big whale. A nun pled guilty to stealing $800,000 from a school to go gamble in Los Angeles.
I saw this. How much money did the school have? It took $800,000 for them to realize it was missing.
You know, when I was in college and I studied abroad, and I got a URL pass, and I went.
Oh yeah.
You know, I went to hostels and stuff, and went to Rome, and I went to the Vatican, and I realized that they have all the money.
No, they got all the money.
There's so much money. Even poor people will just give you every bit that they can possibly scrounge up.
Yeah.
And they'll just gladly take it, and they'll be like, yeah, I think we should get another gold sink for the Vatican.
Yeah. Every Sunday, they're like, give us more. We don't have enough. They have all the money, and every Sunday they ask for more.
And call me crazy, but I'm starting to think that somebody, and I've been related to people, being married to the Lord is the decision of somebody who's not really stable.
Yeah, they got something else that they want to suppress, typically.
I mean, that nun.
Something within them.
She signed up to be married to the Lord, and then somehow it wasn't enough for her, and she stole $800,000.
Yeah, it's not. There's something inside that wants to come out, and she won't let it.
The Albuquerque mayoral candidate announced, "I will not be intimidated," after he had to dodge a dildo drone attack during a speech.
Who is this hero? Find this hero.
There was
a dropping.
Yeah, normally I'm very anti-drone, but he was kind of in denial. To me, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I was the one who flew a drone with a dildo hanging from it, and he raised the guy's shoulder." It's pretty great.
Yes, was it? It would be funny if it were Barack Obama. Like he comes out in a tan suit and he's like, "Oh, sorry, I thought this was a Yemeni preschool or something." Like it was like,
I thought it was a wedding.
Yeah. I mean, it's never not funny to throw a dildo at somebody, you know, it's unless you don't want to injure anybody. So make sure it's like one of the real soft silicone types.
Yeah, like one of those floppy ones.
Yeah, a floppy dong. It's funnier that way. You know, it reads funnier.
Yes. Allentown, Pennsylvania wife arrested after allegedly agreeing to have her husband killed on an installment plan of $100 per week for 40 weeks.
You know, it's I don't know what the going rate is for a murder for hire, but it seems like it's usually around $5,000, and then you get caught immediately.
Isn't that the biggest bummer of it all? The first thought is like, oh my God, she paid
so cheap.
She wanted me to be killed. And then the second thing is like, well, so now that you arrested her, how much was I going for?
Yeah.
And they're like, $100 a month. And you're thinking, for like 40 years? They're like, no, just for 40 weeks.
And where do you find these people? Well, I mean, obviously the internet. Remember back in the day, it used to be Soldier of Fortune magazine?
Yes.
So these losers with like a lot of katana swords in their one-bedroom apartment.
Guys were just aggressive, and they just had no sex, and they had weapons.
Yeah, they're like, I used to be in the CIA, so I'll take care of Robbie for you for $3,700, but you got to give me at least $400 up front, or I'm not doing it.
And keep in mind, we're going to be on 60 Minutes or Dateline in 6 months.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Our final story. It's a big one.
Huge. This is a big story this week.
A scene of Batman performing oral sex on Catwoman was removed from Harley Quinn animated series. And the DC people are like, Batman is a hero. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't eat. Hey, Batman doesn't eat pussy. Despite the fact that he's got that open face mask. Now, like Robin, remember Robin, Tobey Maguire, he had to kiss personal friend of mine, Kirsten Dunst, that one time, and she had to unfurl the mask from his face to do that famous upside down kiss.
Yeah,
Spider-Man, Batman, he's got the open face, so he can just get right in there. Now the problem is, he's got that rubber nose situation,
could suffocate situation.
Yeah, that it wouldn't be too comfortable, so he really would have to dial in his technique. Now, my thoughts were, he's a billionaire, and billionaires technically, you know, don't ring to me as the kind of people that are going to be real giving in the bedroom. Right. They're more takers.
Made their whole lives being takers.
Yes, yes. I don't think they're going to give too much. I could be wrong, but I just, you know, it's funny to me that these nerds are like, you know, how come Batman doesn't eat any pussy? And it's like nerd writers, nerd readers, like nerd fans. Like it's a real hubbub amongst these people that have never encountered a pussy.
And they've never, that, they've never
what their
marketed,
hero would do with one.
They've never marketed to someone who has been even in the position to have sex of any kind.
Right. Yeah.
And so now. No. They've expanded the universe, and they're like, "Oh, well, I don't think a hero does that because they don't know what a hero is."
Yeah, I know.
They know what like a 1967 version of a hero is.
I mean, Superman would do work with Lois. You know, he'd get that super
was his
tongue.
Only real goal,
right? Do you think he could do like he could get his tongue going real fast?
Sure.
Just like fucking, he could just do like monster gasms with his tongue.
I believe in one of the early Kevin Smith movies, this comes up and they talk about like, can he handle his own strength?
Yeah, because he would nut through her back.
He would blow her back.
Right. And the only way he could do it would be with a kryptonite condom, which would kill him.
Right.
So he can't fuck, but he could do tongue action. I feel like he could control. Well, hold on. Hold on a second.
There's got to be some nuance to Superman's game.
He can stop the world. So like he can fly the opposite direction of the rotation of the earth. And then spin it backwards to move time backwards. I've definitely seen him do that.
He did it when I think somebody fell into Niagara Falls. Was it Lois or was it?
Yes, it was Lois, Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
He rewound the earth so she would unfall into Niagara Falls. Good recall, Ed. And Sting, Gordon Sumner. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that mostly just makes bad music. He plays the fretless bass.
He makes time stop with Trudy, though.
Yes. When he bangs Trudy, he can often just go 5 to 6 hours, and he can have many orgasms without ejaculating because he knows Kama Sutra breathing techniques. Well, fucking Jor-El, son of Jor-El from Krypton, he would be able to control his nut. He would be able to rewind his nut. As soon as he started to bust, he would feel that. You know how sometimes you can feel it like crawling up your dick a little bit?
Right.
Oh, imagine that like times like 10 million. Like he would know to the hundredth of a second as soon as it was about to crest his dick hole, and at that point he would just be able to suck it back into his balls.
Yeah.
or just like a lot of us do, just pull that sucker right out and just fucking waste it to the side, just
or
throw one in the dirt.
Think about garbage, you know, like try to get it to slow down.
Yes, moldy mayonnaise.
But what I would say is, if Superman can shake a mortal's hand without shattering it, he knows how to regulate power.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right? Because just a normal handshake would be way worse than Adrian Peterson's gripper. He would shatter everyone's hand.
No. Yes, but he's in control, much like Sting. Formerly of the band The Police, and then a lot of horrible solo music. Much like Sting, he would be able to be in control. He would actually be so in control of his testes that he would probably be able to retract any seminal fluid from even being secreted.
He has the regulation, the power to just release like a little at a time. He could He could do. Yeah. He could just decide exactly how much.
Just one drop.
But it wouldn't. He's a billionaire and doesn't give a shit about anybody.
No, I totally agree. He doesn't. Well, hold on. He's a vigilante.
Right.
He's a real fucking glory hound.
But he's not into pleasing. He's just winning the day kind of thing. But
kicking ass.
Not pleasing people.
Kicking ass. He's, he went away and studied all that ninja stuff up on that mountain.
Yeah, with Liam Neeson. Who?
Liam Neeson.
Speaking of guys forgiving.
Yeah. Yes. Liam Neeson's like, let me show you how to use the bow staff.
Liam Neeson.
He's like, I have my own.
Liam Neeson laughs at what Aquaman's pulling.
Oh yeah. No, it's true. He's got a lot. He's got more than most. Okay, that's it, guys. We're sorry we didn't get to your voicemails or emails. We had a bit of a hardware difficulty on our end. Hopefully this comes out. Hopefully we're able to put this together and it sounds okay. But some of our hardware failed, so we weren't able to play it. Yes, we weren't able. Yes, you definitely couldn't tell. But we will definitely. We have a big announcement on our GoFundMe. There's a lot coming up to discuss, so definitely tune into that next week. For Ed Daly, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 376 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect.